good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and a one DJ Ambush. Wait, is your headphone too low?
No, I don't hear you at all. But
really?
I heard the song coming through in my headphone, but I don't hear you.
Oh, that's weird. I hear me.
Good for you.
I don't hear myself
either.
Oh.
So that's cool. You know, who needs to hear Morgan today? I'm DJ Ambush anyway. I'm wearing a sweatshirt today.
Are you? Oh, yeah. You got my X-Ray sweatshirt on, my X-Ray hoodie.
You're right. Look at that. Boom. I'm Ambush.
Boom. What up, y'all? What's happening? What's a guan? It is a Thursday morning. It's a brisk Thursday morning. It's not as cold as it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning was chilly to the willy, and I did not like
never
it.
Never chilly to the willy.
I was like, ugh, whoa, what's happening out here?
You weren't a fan.
I was not a fan. It caught me off guard. And then we got hail yesterday.
Are our texts broken? Good morning.
You gotta. They're waking up too, babe.
Well, you know? So is my computer. You know? And so... This is a double check. I'm impatient everywhere. I'm impatient with Slack. I'm impatient.
No, you're right. I'm going to let you have that.
I'm really talking about Slack. I started with, are the texts broken? Not, are people not there?
Oh, my God.
To be fair, you know, to me in this moment, Ambush. Sit try back, it one time.
Back, oh, wow.
Wow. I felt attacked. I don't know. All my senses are off. My synapses aren't napsins.
They're not napsins. Man.
Fiancés. How are we on this? What did you call it? Brisk?
Brisk. Thursday morning.
It's brick outside is what it is.
Yeah.
It's cold.
For show.
I am going to say it is supposed to be, I got the drop down warning last night, warming over the next 4 days. And I was like, to warm into what? You know?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, Friday and Saturday are both supposed to be like 69, 70 degrees, but also cloudy. So I think I might die. You know? Well, okay, I got to stop saying that. Because I don't mean that, but I mean...
Barometric pressure.
Yeah. Man, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
I don't like it.
Good morning, Michelle. Michelle said, good morning. I'm back in the state and I was late. Okay. See, and this is what real relationships always need. Just a little bit of honest communication. Huh? Everything's gone, Ambush.
Wompity womp.
What? Sir. Here, take these tips.
What even are you guys talking about? You ladies talking about the lady stuff?
Well, just, lady, you know, things. Absolutely communicating.
That again. That old chestnut.
That old chestnut keeps the relationships alive.
Am I right, guys? They're always talking about communication. You're not talking to me. Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know.
Did somebody say that to you?
Especially when it got to that, oh gosh, I don't know part. Ah, crap.
Michelle said, LOL, brick. I wish this cold came with snow for our low snowpacks. I am so worried about the fact that there was no snow.
Man.
No real snow, no deep freeze, no, like, we are in for a doozy. And to be talking about how cold it is to a Minnesotan, I'm sure we're being laughed at. But I will say, it's a different kind of cold over there. It's drier.
Yeah, it's different. It's
right? Different. Michelle?
We got another.
Please agree with me.
We got another text in here.
What's it say?
Good morning. I got all I got to say is I watched 28 Years Later last night, and now I'm trying to get jacked like those alphas in the movie. It's relatable. Relatable, bro. It is not a bad thing to be like motivation. I see it. Inspiration. Motivation. I see it.
Wait, so 28 days. Wait. Which one is it? 28 years later is now body goal?
No. That's a way to put it.
Or the, because I haven't seen this one yet. And I think it's been so long since I've seen all the 28 days,
28 weeks, 28 years now. And then,
okay, so then I,
Bone Temple is the one that's, it's just hit Netflix. I mean, it released in the theaters, but now it's available for us at home.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I've only seen the first two.
Yeah. Me and Bree watched the first two and three. Yeah.
It's a good way to find out you've been left out.
It's not true. You were
live on air.
We were playing catch up.
Live on air.
And then you hit... Any hoodles.
Oh, okay.
There are mutations that have taken place. And some of these, the zombies are jizzacked. Like...
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they be thinking, you know...
Well, this is not what we're... Well, actually, they always did, didn't they?
But the problem solving has evolved a little bit more.
See?
Yeah. Ambush says I'm crazy because I say I don't want to make it to the end of that movie. But any of these apocalyptic things, I do not want to make it to the end. I don't want to see that the zombies evolve and get ripped and start thinking about how to solve Rubik's Cubes and
riddles.
Yeah. Beating me at pips. No. Yeah. Absolutely not. I want no part.
I get it.
But I do appreciate, people being inspired by the art that comes on a screen or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I'm messing up everything over here. Why is it so different? Sorry for you guys listening to my IT happened? Moment.
What's going on?
Slack is just different on my thing and the...
Oh.
The texts don't come in the same and you can't just click into them the same. So then I think there's something and then there's not. Doesn't matter.
There she goes again. Communicating. You know what? At some point, I'm going to have to put that shtick up. You know?
It's true.
There's too much red pilling. There's too much, like, actual, factual, horrible men out here that are just doing... taking every opportunity to do the most childish, horrible things.
Absolutely true.
I gotta stop. It's like when they stop doing Veep. It's like, it's too real. We gotta cut the jokes.
But I did want to do that experiment with Can Jones, and I think I could do it with you as well.
Uh-oh.
Put you in the game, coach, as a grifter to the red pill.
Oh.
So you do the red pill content, get them in your pipeline, but then you change it all the way around.
I'm not mad at this.
It's a thought.
Okay.
I might be a zombie that is starting to learn how to think, but...
You make some money.
One, that's where all the money is. Yeah. That's where the money resides.
Yeah.
And especially if you can get a certain group of people to start disliking their own people.
Boom.
But I don't want you to do that part. I want you to switch it around.
You mean it, like, infiltrate from the inside?
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't sound fun, but...
Yeah, okay.
Sign me up. I'm down.
Woo-hoo. I love that. So let me tell you stories we'll get to today, because that's how this show is supposed to go. And then we'll get into some other things. In sort of local news, but always our local news that we are going to make sure that we are talking about when Black women go missing, just like when white women go missing.
It's important.
But I don't know how I feel about reporting, seeing some of the reporting of, like, local Portland woman. I don't know how long she was here or what. But Ashley Janae was found, first went missing for a moment and then was found in Tanzania dead, questionably. And her fiance is now being questioned, brand new fiance is now being questioned by the police. So we'll talk about that story. We're also going to talk about how the future might be a ways away, but the harm is right now. The harm is now. So the NAACP is suing XAI for polluting Black communities. And then what was breaking news for me at 6:30 this morning, but not for anybody else because it was announced yesterday. Yeah. Ticketmaster and Live Nation, huh?
Hello.
Hello. Anybody want to talk about a monopoly? Monopoly. Ticket Nation. That's what I like to call them. Ever since they merged and became a monopoly. That's been my favorite thing.
Pretty much.
After having a pretty big win with the DOJ, they just lost in court. So we're going to talk about that. But first, what I know everybody is like, Morgan, but did you see the thing about Kevin Dahlgren? Are you all saying that?
I saw it. I got very excited, just like. But then you brought some reality to it.
This text says ambush starting the show on thin ice.
Wait.
Wait. Correct. Sorry, I'm gonna laugh at that for a minute.
That's good.
What did I say?
Kevin Dahlgren.
Dahlgren.
The Dahlgren of it all.
The Dahlgren of it all. So yeah, I saw yesterday that somebody got a fine, you know? Got excited at first, but then so you know, our local homelessness influencer, I think is what you would call him, because that's about as good as he could be for anything, was hit with a fine. The Oregon Ethics Commission fined him after finding he used his city job for personal gain. While working for the city of Gresham, he was supposed to use a city card to help unhoused clients, but instead he ran those purchases through his own rewards account to rack up personal benefits. This is on top of earlier criminal issues tied to the same behavior. So this isn't new. It's just the state officially closing the loop on it, which not a tight enough bow, if you ask me.
No.
He was literally using poverty work to profit. And the state is like, that's going to cost you $3,000.
We've done the numbers and this would show us.
We crunched them. $3,000. I need a soundboard, Ambush, because I need the tomato. Yeah. And I also need like two thumbs down. Need hated it. All of the things right now, because this is absolutely ridiculous. But trust me, fines from the state are not something that I'm like, we should definitely have more of those, but we do for the things that need to be, what's the word? We need deterrence of some sort. And in capitalism, it's usually some bread, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be some money that makes people do something different. I don't know. I didn't mean to resign.
It's the only real consequence.
Resign so quickly on
it's
that.
It's the only real consequence. There's two motivating factors. There's two fuels for this American engine. Capitalism and violence. That's it.
Ah.
Money. Those are the only two things that move any of the needles in any direction with any sort of meaning. That's it.
Well, I don't know that $3,000 will make him rethink stealing more than that from the cities that he worked with / for. I think anybody who is willing to steal directly from houseless people that he claims to be helping, anyone who is doing the poverty porn, the get out there and show they're living under the city, under Lloyd Center.
Mm-hmm. Also, just blatantly lying. Just blatant lying.
Blatantly lying, paying people to make up stories. I mean, selective editing, cherry picking, all the things. It's just such disgusting behavior. It's like $3,000 ain't enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. But I do appreciate that this was not just like a, and we'll never hear from that guy again, I guess. We'll just sweep that under the rug. Like,
right.
What needs to also happen is that there's just still not even a true understanding of what he has done, because there are people in comments right now saying he's the only one who's even out here trying to help.
You're lazy. You don't care about the issue. You're lazy. You just serve up and eat up whatever is delivered to you, whatever is placed right in front of you. Good. You don't even do the bare minimum me search. You're lazy. You're lazy. You don't get to talk about this. You don't get to chime in because you don't know what you're talking about at all. You could actually take this moment. I don't know. Like the ladies say, you could listen. Learn a little something. Put your listening ears on. So quick to come to the defense of this guy.
It's wild.
It is incredibly wild. Like, he's the lowest hanging fruit. The lowest.
On the ground. Rotten.
He has a Googleable track record of fraud.
Fraud.
And you guys sit on these devices and you hop in the comments and you're like, but he's doing what?
Fraud.
If you on some real ish, okay?
He grabbed the mic, you guys.
If you think that Kevin Dahlgren is out here doing good, you are worse.
Oh.
You are doing the, not even the bare minimum to co-sign someone like this.
I don't know that that's worse.
You're spreading propaganda. This is someone who is defrauding the most vulnerable people in our community. And instead of you taking 30 seconds to see what this person is about,
you just believe it.
You just believe it.
Yeah.
Nah, man. It's too easy. It's too easy. No one's asking you to take a course on Kevin Dahlgren. No one's like saying, you know, do the deep dive and watch the 3-hour documentary. Google his name.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes up is fraud every single time. Give fraud. It a try. Or fraud. Shut your mouth. It costs you. There's no tax on being quiet. None.
Or a tariff.
No tariffs on being quiet. True. None.
That's true.
It's like, come on, man. What is it about the, does he have a, is it boyish looks? What is it about this guy that makes you all of a sudden just trust him from the rip?
It definitely, no, quiet.
What's happening here? Get out of here. It's just annoying. I'm sorry. I got all riled up. Kevin Dahlgren. Give me a break. He's not even looks maxing.
Okay. No, absolutely not. We are not bringing up clavicular. Absolutely not, Ambush. Somebody.
Phil, dibs.
Dibs.
Somebody get
him. Where's C's? Somebody help. Reel him in. Also, I don't know. Good morning, AJ, and good morning, P-Town. In case y'all out there. Because I know both of y'all would reel him in too, so
yeah,
I don't even need to call on you. I'll just leave it there.
P-Town's for sure out there. She emails us during the show.
Oh, let me open the email.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Let me double check and make sure you're on that thread. It might just be.
Ooh.
Because
you know what?
Because for a lot of X-ray stuff, my old Gmail address is the contact. So I have to redirect and go in certain places and switch it around and put News of My Fiance in there. So,
okay.
Yeah. And that's what ends up happening.
Ambush controlling the chokehold of information yet again. I love it.
Success.
A blockade.
Listen, you don't get to close the Strait of Hormuz. I do.
Clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're on top of it, is what it sounds like to me.
You don't want to open it? I'll close it.
Just like, what is wrong?
Yeah.
We're in such a bad way.
Oh, super cooked.
Lily and I don't know how many times a day, are just like, oh, yeah, it's done. Like, this is just done. Yeah. Oh, this is over. Yeah. Just forget about it.
Quick update. Our peer-to-peer page is up.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a good thing you just said that. I'm just going to tease a little there that it is fun drive time.
Hello. We are in the fun drive. What you know about it? Uh-oh, Phil popped up.
Yes. Good morning, Phil. Is he going to say something?
It's wild how people with nothing are always the problem. Are y'all talking about dog?
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Phil. These people, they have so little, we must take even more from them.
I mean,
then we'll all be happy and our streets will be clean.
You know what's crazy is that these same people don't understand that in order for them to have their American dream, there has to be poverty.
Right.
There has to be people living on the street. You don't get to have what you have without that.
Bruh.
That's the system. I'm not saying that you are excited about it or that you agree with it. I'm simply saying.
It is what it is.
The folks that are like, God, the streets, so dirty, tents, people, disgusting. They're doing the drugs. And on the outside.
Right.
Take that into your living room. Well, I am in my living room. Those people, order for them to be able to drive past in their Audi on the freeway and be completely offended by tents, in order to have what they have, you have to have people living on the street.
Yeah. Yep.
It does not have to be this way, but it does under capitalism. And that's just that. We don't need to continue more. I don't know which way you want to go. Do you want to go ambush? Did you know this?
Well, let's do a little fun driving real quick and then go ambush. Did you know this?
Okay.
So, yes, I apologize to everyone that was trying to find our peer-to-peer page, you know, when the fun drive started. But it's up now.
Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded.
Can I say something really quick?
Please.
Shout out to X-Ray. They are, you know, putting up some of like the listener love. So when people give and they say why they gave, or they say I'm giving for this show or whatnot, they're putting some of those quotes up. I need to see some for us.
Yeah.
You know?
We appreciate it. And we know what's out there.
We know what's out there.
Kill it in the text messages.
Y'all be telling us you love us.
Yeah, man.
Tell them so that they can post it so we know it's real.
Yeah, man. And, you know, listen, I know. If you tune in the news of my fiance, this isn't the only time you listen to X-Ray. It isn't. X-Ray is home to the best curators and collectors of music in Portland, Oregon. Help share the love of music by becoming a member.
Today.
Hello. We got different membership levels, huh? $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. And what comes with that, you ask? I pipe down. Give me a second to get to it. Well, you're so excited.
Yeah.
You know? At $10 a month, you get a thank you pack. $15 a month, t-shirt. $20 a month, beach set. Now, I want to be clear. You don't get a t-shirt every month. It's like...
You get one t-shirt.
You get the one t-shirt, yeah. When you become a member.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
Did somebody think... Was it me that thought you got a shirt a month?
Well, I just wanted to be clear.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to be, yeah. And we are in week one. Let me see, what's the Movie Madness Mega Pack.
Mega Pack.
Hey, all right. Everyone who gives can be entered into a drawing to win a Movie Madness Maniac membership and a free rental of the Movie Madness Miniplex.
Ooh.
Where you can choose from over 90,000 titles and enjoy a premium movie experience with with state-of-the-art laser projection and Dolby Atmos sound. Give it to me.
I don't think you can win.
Oh, no, that's why I can't.
Yeah. I don't know. Chase can confirm, but I don't think
you can. Yeah, I can't win. I can't win.
Right. You can buy one, though.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I guess it'll be okay.
We want one of our listeners to win, though.
That'd be great. You know? Yeah, man.
I feel like that's something that Rudo would absolutely cherish.
Mm-hmm.
Give us all your money, Rudo.
Yeah.
To our show, not your own show.
Hey, Harper.
Harper.
So, yeah, head over to xray.fm. Hit that donate button. It'll take you to the donation page.
Peer to peer.
Peer to peer. Hit that button. News of My Fiance. If you just type in news, bam, our page will pop right up. And yeah, you can also just make a donation to the station and let them know, you know, the fiance's got you in the donating mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got options. So you asked me, where did I want to go next?
I did.
I feel like we were talking about things that were happening in the street. Street level crimes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Street level living. Let's remain in the street. What's attached to streets? Driveways. Don't you got some driveway tales for me? Some driveway updates?
Well, I'm guessing some of y'all have already heard about this. Maybe we're down there. Maybe saw it for yourself. Unsure. But there were... I don't know. Are we positive I can say that word?
Yeah.
A bunch of earmuffs, let's say that first.
Okay.
For the...
Oh, for anyone driving with their children in the car.
With the kiddos earmuffs. On the way to school. Okay, that's enough time. Dozens of dildos thrown.
Crazy.
At the Portland ICE facility driveway. And the video of these dorks out there trying to, like, kick away the dildos is hilarious. Yes, it will be on the Instagram if you haven't seen it. But shout out to Full Rev Media because that's where I saw the video. Full Rev,
is that work?
Yes. That's where I saw the video and was like, no! Because it's like, you could put any music to it and it looks like you're about to slip on a banana peel.
Yeah.
But it's a dildo.
But also, why? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just get out there, shovels, trash bags, pick them up, boom, and get back to work. What are we doing? Dorks.
Well, yeah, like the reporting, I think, is exactly that they're dorks. So protesters targeted ICE, and those have increasingly been creative, you know, finding more creative ways to demonstrate.
Yeah, to get and
that latest stunt of dozens of dildos is hilarious. And I'm not sure why, likely because the police are dorks, but that blocked access and disrupted their operations somehow because I guess tanks can't drive over dildos. Did you know that? I think that's what we're finding out.
I was unaware.
They got big old cars and machineries down there. They can't, those kidnap vans can't drive over plastic?
Every
silicone?
Every decision out there is made like a high level strategic, we got to call this in type of decision. Someone fills your pathway with debris. No one's got the common sense to just pick. You got to turn it into a spectacle of some sort. We got to call down reinforcements from the roof now because we're being attacked.
Well, you got to have a sniper somewhere. Gotta have a sniper somewhere.
This is such a waste of resources. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Like, come on, broskies. Come on. What are we doing? If I were working at the ICE facility, which never, I would be upset that we were in the news all the time. It's like, can we just...
For looking like dorks.
Looking like dorks.
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, I didn't sign up for all this coverage. I was just trying to get a check. Okay? Like, I purposely wear a mask. I just want to, like, I'm trying to get my kids through college.
Is this the kind of terror that they are?
They're under.
That they're under.
Yeah, they're facing.
That they're facing.
The job is so dangerous.
One of the most dangerous jobs ever. Oh my God. Yeah, is that what that is?
Maybe. Lives are at stake.
Yeah.
I could trip and fall on this thing. Twist my ankle. Little loosey-goosey. Oh, no, I've gone down. We got a man down in the driveway.
What's due to a dildo.
Like, it's like Naked Gun. What is happening?
It really is. But, like, if you're a joke, get treated like one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm here for Facts. I'm here for Facts. All of the Portland shenanigans yeah. that are happening. Like,
I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And if you let her shenan once, best believe she'll shenan again.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying?
I forgot about that one.
One of my favorites.
Best believe she'll shenan again.
So I learned something yesterday, and I do wonder if you already knew this.
All right. Probably not. Go ahead.
Did you know that the U.S. military uses marine mammals in the
military
for missions?
Without paying them.
Well, I don't think that
what level of
we have the same currency.
What level of compensation are my marine friends getting for this labor?
Fish. They get fed. They get some veterinary treatment. You know, someone doctor comes and checks them out. They're bagged and tagged in the way that you can always know where they are.
Sounds like food and healthcare.
Yeah, that's about and. High praise.
Belly rubs?
Yep. High fives.
All right. I'll talk to my client and return to the table later.
Well, I want to know who else out here already knew this. I feel like Kyle already knew. And I want to know why Kyle did not let me know about this and left me in the dark. And I want to know why aren't the Navy SEALs supposed to be like the biggest deal? Marines and then Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
I think you are.
Like the Navy SEALs are like a strike force.
Yeah.
Like right?
Yeah. They do the thing.
But they actually have sea lions. Like let me just say it. The U.S. Navy has been running the U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program since the 50s and 60s. They train dolphins and sea lions to detect underwater mines, track enemy divers, recover lost equipment, and protect harbors and ships. Dolphins basically ambush have better sonar than any human tech.
I believe it.
Which is why the military claims to still use them for that today. They've been deployed in real conflicts like Vietnam and Iraq.
I'm sorry, what? That's dangerous.
What do you mean?
To my marine friends. I don't like it.
Yeah, especially like detecting mines and then going to tell a human, I guess. And then I don't really understand how they're supposed to decide who's an enemy diver. Is it just that they are able to say there's a diver in the ocean? There's a foreigner.
Probably.
Yeah. But you don't know if they're a friend or foe.
No.
So do you know to alert?
I don't like it.
So this very much sounds like SeaWorld to me in the way that as Ambush just demonstrated, they get food, they get belly rubs, they get regular doctor visits. I'll consider that being okay. Except for they're in captivity. And they can never be happy little marine mammals.
No,
they in can't. Captivity. This is just the U.S. government doing captivity for warfare, calling it defense, I guess. And that's wild because it's illegal to try and communicate with a dolphin.
Unless you're the government.
Unless you're the government, because you're already doing it. Which, is it not wild that it's illegal? Am I doing too much? Is this a little too
no,
out of the park, as they say?
I don't think so.
Like, what? Excuse me. What do you mean it's illegal? What do you mean you cannot try and... Why would that already be on the books? Is it because you could potentially communicate with a dolphin?
Is that
the dolphin
it?
Is that smart? Is that and the it? Dolphin would be able to tell us some stuff?
Is it them? So it was the ravens too, right? There's a crows.
Crows. Crows recognize your face, fam. Especially the ones that have done them wrong. Word to elephants. Crows. I don't know how these...
crows about that work.
Yeah. I don't know how they haven't been weaponized more. Thankfully, they haven't, but...
The crows?
Yeah.
I feel like that's... I feel like the only reason they haven't been weaponized more is because of the illegality behind it. That's the only reason. Like, you cannot... It is illegal for you to train them to do things.
Are you hearing you?
Yeah. I think it's a combination of two things. Those who know... may have a slight fear of that. And then the majority of the people just don't know how smart crows are. So within the community.
Or how to train. Or have the idea that they would even want to train.
Couldn't even fathom it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is not civilians.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Oh. No, they've been doing it. I'm with you on that. It's like they've been. Yeah. Yeah. They've been training crows forever. That's why they're
so this does bring us right back to the birds aren't real.
What?
Yep. That's it. I didn't mean to make this a conspiracy show, but the birds aren't real. They're all drones. What? Isn't that conspiracy theory?
Birds aren't real? I believe so. Pigeons aren't real. Birds aren't real. I don't subscribe to any of that.
It's birds aren't real. It's not just pigeons.
All right.
But birds are real. We know that for sure because we have a bird, Madam Young John, nesting 5 beautiful speckled teeny tiny little eggs.
For 5 eggs in, you
she
got.
Is spastic right now. I don't know what's going on with her hormones. She's all over the place.
Oh my goodness.
She's thinking about abandoning her babies, I think. I think they had a baby shower the other day. I think I met the dad. I'm unsure. He's very skittish.
He's running from his responsibilities.
I do think he might be running from his responsibilities. He acts like he doesn't know where their house is. You know?
He's like, is this where I'm supposed to be? Oh, hey, I've never seen you before. Stay focused. Stay focused, sir.
Do
focused.
Dads go to the nest? I didn't. Any birders?
It could have been like her sister. We don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea. I said, I think I met the dad.
Yeah. We did get a text. They fully armed dolphins and sacrificed them.
No.
Yeah. Dolphins with lasers on their heads.
With lasers on their head.
Yeah. Sees. They only send liberal animals out there. The MAGA mammals are saved for voting.
There's a time difference. It's 8 o'clock over here, Sees.
Thank you. Thank you for your insight, sir. Really appreciate that. See, when you want to know what's up with the mammals, Sees on the front lines.
Okay.
The MAGA mammals are safe for voting is hilarious.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. So, yeah, you want to take a quick little music break and we can come. Oh, yeah. I already said what we're talking about. And we can come back with one of these
sure.
non-delightful stories.
Sure. What do I want to do? Oh, okay. I know where I'm going. We cue up that music.
This is perfect time for everybody out there while he's queuing up the music to hit xray.fm, you know?
Yeah.
And hit that donate button.
Yep.
Go straight to that peer-to-peer, type in news, see our logo.
Bam.
Give, give, give.
Boom.
Give, give, give.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Over and over. See you in a few. That's not the song I was going to play. This is
The 2020 Labor Day fires devastated communities across.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You know, so now I got to let that run for a little bit.
That's unfortunate.
I was thrown off there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone tried to take your song away from you.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I watched it. It was an actual direct attack.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. Okay. So peer-to-peer page is up. I am at this moment adding our link to our peer-to-peer page into our Instagram link tree. So you should be able to easily find it there as well.
Nice.
Yes.
Look at Ambush. That's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing. You know, trying to play catch up. We are a little bit behind the curve here.
You know, life be life-in.
But we're going to be good now. And we'll be able to see your donations. It'll be amazing. Thank you guys ever so much.
Boom.
Yeah. All right. So real quick, you can become a member. $10 a month. $15 a month. $20 a month. Monthly memberships. If you come into the $10 level, mm-hmm. like $10,000. Whoa.
Do $10,000.
You get that thank you pack. You come in at the $15 level, you get a t-shirt, $20 level, beach set. And we all know, living in the Pacific Northwest, you got to have a beach set.
Got to have a beach set for the Oregon coast, baby.
I'm saying? All right, go time. Morgan, I have a question for you. When you first met me, were you fooled by the rocks that I got? Were you indeed fooled by them?
Huh? I think I was fooled by the thought that you wouldn't play songs of people that can't sing. I was fooled by that. I thought Ambush gets it. He's from Philly. That's a scene full of musicians. Just the city breathes music. And then he'd be like, you know who I really want to hear right now? A little J-Lo.
Guys.
And not just the little J-Lo, but early J-Lo. Let's do it when she's like, so real.
Guys, when I put it on, Morgan said, in like the most exasperated voice, I put it on. She was like, ah, how did they make this work? I was in her dying.
And I mean it. I actually want to know how did they make that work? Like, she goes on tour, fam. Like, she sings out loud.
Yeah, on stage, full choreo. Lights, pyrotechniques. Yeah. Big things.
Can't sing.
Do you need that?
I guess not when you're a triple threat.
Yeah.
You know, when you can dance and you can act.
Uh-huh. And model.
Oh. Is that what she's known for? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure J-Lo is known as a triple threat for dancing, singing, and acting.
Well, you clearly mentioned that singing wasn't a skill, so I wanted to throw something else in there.
Well, my man, she's doing a career on it. She's got a career of also singing.
It's true.
I don't subscribe. I'm confused. Yeah. I want to I don't know. I just can't handle it. That voice, it's flat, and they're just giving it to us. Like, that's actual.
Listen, the best talent I can offer you in moments like this is to stay real.
I would ask you to leave if I knew how to run the board. I would say you need a timeout.
Amber, that's enough out of
you. That's going to be enough out of you.
Thank you. We'll see you next Thursday, pending review. Oh, pull something behind my ear.
Oh.
Yeah, never.
Interesting place to get hurt. Right? Anyway, this text here says, man unit down in the driveway. I mean, we need units to kick dildos around the driveway. Bring some rubber gloves and steal your stomachs, boys. It's disgusting. Got to steal that stomach,
man.
You know? There's a whole bunch of things out there.
So what you want to jump into?
Well, first, Michelle said this is an amazing time to be a pop star who has absolutely no skills or desire to develop them. It is.
Holy crap.
It's the perfect time.
Yeah, for sure. That means she was ahead of her time, you guys.
No, that means it's always been a great time to be that.
Oh. That means she was ahead of her time, you guys.
Oh, okay. Right back to it. Well, Ambush, which story do you want me to give you first? Do you want, I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Options. We have potentially someone trying to get into the Christmas club, you know?
Right.
We have the harm of Elon Musk's XAI. And we have Ticket Nation.
I want you to start in a place that I know is dear to your heart. Give me that Ticket Nation.
I'm smiling very big because I know exactly what you meant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me that Ticket Nation. Give me that treachery. Huh?
Well, you know, gather around.
Gather around, folks.
This is one of those stories that if you have ever been trying to order tickets for, you know, your favorite group, person, whatever, and have had to rage refresh a ticket page, you may feel seen. A federal jury has officially said what fans, artists, and honestly anybody who's tried to see a live show has been screaming for years, and I do mean years. The parent company of has been running an illegal monopoly and overcharging people for tickets. Sorry, the parent company of Ticketmaster has been running an illegal monopoly and overcharging people for tickets.
Hmm.
A jury absolutely said, yeah, that's what they've been doing. This came after a long 7-week trial in New York, and after just a few days of deliberation, the jury landed on guilty of anti-competitive behavior.
Bruh.
Meaning they weren't just big, they were using that size to shut out competition and keep prices high while giving us worse service. And if you're thinking, wait, is this why getting concert tickets feels like the Hunger Games? It is exactly that. They have created that exact environment. The case really picked up steam after the whole disaster of the website crashing. Sorry, I just lost my website crashing, fans getting locked out. And that happening multiple times for different artists. That happened with Taylor Swift. Happened with Beyonce. If anybody remembers, which you probably wouldn't. It happened when I was in Denver, and what is Denver's baseball team? The Rockies.
Yeah, don't ask me.
I think they were going to the World Series, okay. And the entire site done in like 2 seconds.
It
like
just collapsed. Yikes.
Now that was a very long time ago, because that was a very long time ago. But that was one of the things for me working in that industry at the time that was like, wait, what? Because you can't be sold out. I know how ticketing works. There's no such thing as selling out on the first day. Absolutely no such thing. Sorry, I'll get back to the story. The ruling could actually force a breakup, which is what is supposed to happen, separating Ticketmaster entirely from Live Nation, or separating them in a way where they can't be in control of the venue, the ticketing, and the promotion. And that would be a very big deal.
Yeah.
Because right now they control huge chunks of they control the industry. They're promoting tours, owning venues, selling the tickets, doing actual sort of ticketing deals and promo deals, tour deals with with artists where they, you know, if you want to play our amphitheater, you have to also go through our promo. And right. you have to also, yeah. It's just vertical integration on steroids. Like, they have literally done all of the things. They've taken over the industry completely. The jury also found that Ticketmaster overcharged fans by about $1.72 per ticket over several years. That doesn't sound like a lot. But multiply that across millions of tickets and suddenly it's serious money.
It's ridiculous.
And that number is going to be used to calculate damages. So the financial hit could be bigger than they have received previously. You might remember that they were sort of slapped on the wrist by the DOJ and mm-hmm. fined, I think, like $53 million, mm-hmm. something like that.
Fined what they make in a day.
I mean, laughable amount of money.
Yeah.
Laughable for that to be some sort of penalty or holding them responsible for anything. And let's not get it twisted. Live Nation is already saying this isn't over. We are appealing.
Oh, absolutely.
They are going to challenge multiple parts of this case.
You daggone
so
right.
This is not like the final chapter, mm-hmm. but this moment does matter. Like, it is a pretty big deal. This has been blatant. Y'all, like, yeah. this has been a very blatant monopoly since the beginning. I, again, many, many years ago, being in that industry when Live Nation merged with Ticketmaster, I was like, wait.
This sounds like a bad idea.
Wait, you guys, you can't. What do you mean there will be Live Nation only venues and AEG only venues? Like, what do you mean? There is no competition. So when an arena wants to be able to put on all of the touring shows, now they need to find a way to be able to get both.
Right.
Right? But Live Nation and Ticketmaster are so big. Never too big to fail. But they're so big and so integrated in all of the ticketing. I mean, I certainly in that time watched Ticketmaster buy multiple ticketing systems,
just
small
wild.
Ticketing services that had even cooler features and then just sat on them.
Yeah.
They just sat. This could open the door, though, for smaller ticket companies, independent venues, and artists who've been boxed out of that system to translate to more competition. They can get out there. They can mm-hmm. potentially lower prices. Maybe, just maybe, a future where seeing your favorite artist doesn't require a payment plan and emotional recovery time from losing all of the, you know, what are they called? Auction. What are they called? Ticket raffles
and yeah.
auctions or whatever. And then buying from third party sellers. And the way that Ticketmaster and Live Nation both were like, there's money on the table. We know for sure we can't set those prices. We can't set a, you know, Justin Timberlake ticket for $1,200. But
somebody can.
Somebody is, and we want a piece of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, I mean, this is an industry that they were so big, they could have stopped. They could have spent the money. They could have lobbied for stronger laws against third-party selling. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely all of the technology that you would need to be able to stop the amount of brokers that are able to bot their way through buying all of the tickets. They mm-hmm. absolutely have the technology, and they always have. And it was like me sitting there looking at concert tickets going, I feel like this is an experiment.
Somebody said, it shouldn't be cheaper for me to fly to Amsterdam and see Pink than it should be for me to see her in my own state.
Flat out.
I was cracking up when I saw
flat
it.
Out. But that's what happens when the only tickets on your site now are third-party tickets. Now, you have gotten, you are getting fees from the ones that you sold, the money from the one that you sold. Now you're getting big fees off of the ones that people are third-party selling.
Right.
But be clear, if that third-party seller sells that ticket more than once, first come, first serve, baby. They're just now, you know, in the last couple of years doing textable tickets. Like, it's just...
Right, right.
And that's a little too easy for you to forward on to multiple people.
I got to do...
When it comes to that.
I got to do better with my cynicism. When I first saw this, right, the first thing that popped in my head was like, oh, they're going to, you know, this is Ticketmaster. This is Live Nation. They're gonna find a workaround. Hum, hum, hum. I went on with my day. And that's not... Hey, man. When we get the wins,
right,
we got to build on that. We got to celebrate it. We got to talk about it. We got to let people know, look, it is possible. it's these wins like this that motivate us to be activated in our own communities. Just like when in Philadelphia, they won the Chinatown. They wanted to move the Spectrum to China. Not the Spectrum. They wanted to build a new Sixers stadium in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is coming. There's no way to stop this, you guys. And they stopped it.
And I was like, no, they have to stop it.
They have to.
They're going to displace everybody. Yeah. Also, those kind of moments are just like, what sick joke is this supposed to be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What sick joke is this supposed to be? That would not work for a city, period. One thing that Philly has, when you have a city that has multiple
teams
and multiple stadiums, arenas.
Multiple arenas. You know what I mean? There's no shortage.
You have to have that a little further on the end of the downtown.
Yeah.
You can't have that in the center of the city. This is already an incredibly busy town or city that has every transportation that you can.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on foot and a lot of people in cars. Like, it's just packed.
Yeah.
It just does not make any sense at all. I have to stop everything in order to read this text message from Billy Joe.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
DJ Ambush. I worked in my trade and lived just south of Philly in Claymont, Delaware, from 90 to 92. Working at the Scott Paper Mill in Chester, PA, on the Delaware River. Enjoying the discussion today, Billy Joe.
Billy Joe.
Shout out Chester!
There is zero chance. Zero chance. It's like the Infinity Gems. We were in the same place at one point in time. Had to be.
You were.
What?
You definitely were.
You were working at Scott Paper while I was living in Chester.
Yeah.
Huh? Attending high school, running the streets, Claymont, Delaware. Absolutely.
Been there.
But what? My high school was right outside of Claymont. It was practically Claymont. I don't know why you just claimed it was Claymont. You get some really good hoagies down there.
Mm.
Billy Joe. Hoagies. This is what I'm talking about.
That's super cool.
Scott Paper. Man, who did you know to get that job?
Right. Right.
Getting the Scott Paper is no joke. No joke. Oh,
maybe that's it.
Okay. Maybe.
Because all of those plants made the promises of bringing jobs to Chester, and all the Chester people were going to get jobs. This is not intended to make you feel any way, Billy.
Please don't.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, as recent as with the casino that's next to the prison.
Yeah. Right next to the prison. Yeah.
Bruh.
Billy Joe, have you watched Task? Is it Task? No, yeah. Dope Thief. Dope Thief. Which one was the one right next?
Oh, Dope Thief is in Philly, and then
Task.
Task is also in Philly.
But yeah, they both. But there was Dope Thief. They showed SCI, the prison in Chester, but it was like, that's not the prison in Chester.
Right.
Because there's no casino next to it.
They didn't show the casino.
The overhead shot was like, I'm sorry. That's a lot of trees and stuff. I don't see a casino.
So close.
Or 291. What's going on over here?
No cigar.
Yeah. Billy Joe.
Good
man.
Morning, Dibs. I'm going to say that kind of quiet. What? Dibs said, never thought I'd say this, but I woke up hungover, and was cured by dildo news. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your courage.
Dibs, more of that on the way, all right? Weekly updates.
I mean, if the protesters keep going, I'm going to keep reporting on it. That's for sure.
For anyone that is just joining us, we are in the fun drive.
It's happening.
We are in the fun drive. We're in the first week of the fun drive. Head on over to xray.fm, hit that donate button. It'll take you to the Spring Fun Drive page. There's also a huge Spring Fun Drive icon, logo, graphic on the first page. You can hit that, bam. Then hit the peer-to-peer, and you can find our page just by typing in news, and you can donate to the station through our show. Is it a competition? Yes.
Yes.
Are we trying to hit our goal?
Yes.
Are we trying to blow through our goal?
Yes. Do we want to win? Yes.
Do you guys hear that? Morgan does not play when it comes to competitive anythings. Sports,
let's
competitions,
go.
Drawings. She wants to win.
Baby shower games.
Baby shower. Listen, do not play
walking
with Morgan.
Walking in, I'm taking every prize.
How many jelly beans are in that jar? Please. Everyone step back.
Yeah. Guess it looks, I'm the only one who did interactive math, huh? Watch me work. Closest every time.
I have seen her at baby showers, you guys. It's not a joke. There was one we went to and there wasn't games. And she was like, what am I doing here? She's like, what am I doing
here?
Who
cares?
Ambush, pull the car around.
Yeah. Why would you bring me to such a sorry thing?
Such a gameless baby shower.
Shower, if there are no games. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Care about the baby?
You're very... Okay. All right. I'm gonna hop into a music break.
Not at the baby shower. I don't know the baby.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I'm already faking some things by being here. Mm. Let me win.
Give you some
opportunity.
Give you some play. Give you some play away.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not mad at that. All right, we're going to hop into another music break.
We'll come back with the NAACP.
Yeah. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. We are in the fun drive. We are in the fun drive. Head on over to xray.fm. Hit that donate button. Become a member today. Tell a friend about a friend. Ask them to become a member today.
Mm-hmm.
Get your membering on.
Membering.
Yeah.
I like it.
Member up.
I also like that.
Okay. All right. You can also join the conversation. Text us at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Join the convo. Hey, let us know what you love about X-Ray. You know? Let us know what you love about us. MJ loves praise. And I love
respond.
Watching MJ love praise.
I respond well to positive
reinforcement. Yeah.
For affirmations sure. Or something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know my love language, but I know I like that. And can I just add?
Yeah.
From the idea of why would I be a member? Being a sustaining member, meaning you give monthly, means they can absolutely count on what's coming in.
Yeah.
And allows X-Ray to be able to plan better. And that means staffing, that means equipment, that means events, that means all of the things that make X-Ray. Being able to plan, knowing that money is coming in and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Incredibly helpful for all independent folks and smaller media. But just think.
Yeah.
How much that could help.
Brought to you in part by members like you.
Boom.
Boom. Okay.
Ambush, could you get into the NAACP story?
Sure. So I need you guys to picture this for a second. You wake up, you're in your neighborhood, regular day. But right down the street, there's one of the largest AI data centers in the country. And it's being powered by a row of gas turbines just pumping pollution into the air. And nobody asked you if you were cool with that. Let's really think about this one. Think about what would you do? because this is not hypothetical. This is not down the line. This is happening right now in Tennessee. Today in South Memphis, people are living next to a massive AI data center built by Elon Musk's company, XAI. They call it Colossus. And they ain't lying. All to power their chatbot, Grok. And instead of being powered by a stable, regulated energy source, the facility's been running on a cluster of methane gas turbines, rotten fast, installed fast, and according to environmental groups, some of them operating without proper air permits. That means fossil fuel equipment emitting pollution next to people's homes without going through the full process as supposed to protect public health. What's that actually mean for the people living there? We're talking nitrogen oxides, which inflame your lungs, trigger asthma attacks, and over time can permanently reduce lung function. We're talking formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. Long-term exposure is linked to cancers, especially affecting the respiratory system. So for kids in those neighborhoods, that can look like more ER visits, inhalers becoming a daily necessity.
Which are too expensive.
Right. Because there's no free healthcare. Missing school because breathing is harder than it should be. And for elders, worsening chronic illness, higher risk of hospitalization, shortened life expectancy. That's what a few turbines actually translates to. And all this is happening in historically black neighborhoods that have been dealing with industrial pollution for decades, i.e. Chester, PA.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just impact. It's accumulation. Now, you wouldn't think something this impactful would come with clear communication, community consent, and strict oversight. But according to local advocates and officials, that didn't happen in the way it should have. And when it comes to Elon Musk and XAI, there hasn't been a meaningful public acknowledgement of the harm being raised by residents. No clear pause, no accountability moment yet. Just continued operation while the concerns pile up. And there are a pair of brothers who actually live there. Justin J. Pearson, who represents that district, and his brother, Kashawn Pearson, who leads Memphis Community Against Pollution. The Pearsons are not mincing words. They've shown up to hearings, challenging regulators, calling out both the company and the systems that allowed this to happen. Kashawn has called this what it is, a human rights issue. Because clean air is not a luxury. It's not something to be traded or sold. However, while residents are raising alarms about what they're breathing, there have been conversations about the community getting a share of the tax revenue from this project. And that framing is dangerous and gross, might I say. Because it turns something fundamental like the right to breathe clean air into a negotiation. It's like it's reasonable to say we accept a higher cancer risk if the check is big enough. We should not be negotiating with billionaires about access to clean air and clean water or safe environments to live in. That's not a deal. That's coercion with the dollar amount attached. And this doesn't stop at Memphis. The NAACP has now filed a lawsuit alleging that similar turbine setups are happening in Mississippi. Again, near homes, schools, and churches. Raising concerns and questions about permits, oversights, and who's being exposed. Same pattern, different location. The lawsuit is essentially saying you don't get to build the future by cutting corners on the people who are least protected from the consequences. Mm. Because when you pull back, this is what it looks like when speed, profit, and power outrun regulation, outrun accountability, and outrun basic human protection. And somehow it just keeps landing in the same communities. Mm-hmm. So the question isn't just, is this happening or how? We know it is. The question is, why is it acceptable to treat certain communities like testing grounds where the risk is immediate, the harm is immeasurable. The harm is measurable and the benefits are somewhere else entirely. Folks in Memphis are making it clear they're not willing to be sacrificed for somebody else's version of the future, and they shouldn't have to fight this hard just to breathe. Terrible.
Bruh. All for Grok.
Yeah.
You know, all for a chatbot. Like, Help.
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 Someone said, how do I get to the peer-to-peer page? Okay, go to xray.fm. The big Spring Fund Drive icon banner. Hit that. And then there's a button that says peer-to-peer directly below it. Bam. Hit that. And if you type in news in the search, we pop right up. I'll run that down again. Hit the Spring Fund Drive banner. Hit the peer-to-peer button. What happened?
No, you keep
going. Oh, and then type in news in the search, and you can find our page. Now, here's the thing. Once we start raising some money to getting closer to our goal, it'd be so much easier to find our page because we'll be at the top of the list, or at least in the top five or something. But, yeah. Communities that deal with environmental racism and pollution at this level. What were you going to say, MJ?
I'm sorry. Someone said, wait, they call it Colossus, like Colossus, the Forbin Project. Look it up, fiancés. So I did.
Oh, no.
Colossus, the Forbin Project is a 1970 American science fiction thriller. The film is about an advanced American defense system named Colossus becoming sentient. That's all I read so far. That's it. That's all. And I don't need to read more.
It's like a competition with these guys. They pick the worst names. Palantir.
Oh, they tell Colossus. On themselves.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God.
We are
the Empire. What,
yeah.
What, you guys, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Billy Joe, you know what I'm talking about. Environmental racism.
Oh, black absolutely.
And brown communities faced with pollution that would not exist in other communities. When you are of that community, generations of people are being affected. Cancer, asthma, eczema, all types of things that people in the community are dealing with. And they don't know why. Most of them have no idea why. Generation after generation, it's, oh, well, you know, grandma had cancer. Well, you know, my uncle had cancer. You know, it's just, it's what it is. It is what it is.
Is what it is.
Whole time, your water and your air is polluted.
Your grandma had cancer and the other people in your family had cancer because of the carcinogens being pumped into the area in which they live or the food that they eat. The air that we breathe, the water we drink, like, it's just, these people do not care. And
no.
Imagine having to negotiate with billionaires about clean water and clean air. They do not give one about us.
No, they don't.
Or the world. I mean, it's going to forever blow my mind that you can be such a strong capitalist and want nothing but to win Monopoly and have all the money and the things and the stuffs. But for what?
Yeah.
Because even if you, Elon, make it to Mars, which, and colonize it, which is laughable. But even if you do that, what's that movie called?
Which one?
Elysium or Elysium? Something like that?
Yeah.
If you get to Elysium.
Oh. Boy, that's a rough one, you guys.
Even if you make Colossus the American defense system that becomes sentient, and then we know what that means. Well, my word. Your end is your end. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. You're not making it out alive. It doesn't matter how many different people's blood you transfuse into yourself.
Or how many versions of your consciousness you put into a computer.
Somewhere. That too. Or how many babies you have with the idea that you're going to produce a bunch of yous.
Yeah.
That will do the same thing you did. You're literally killing the planet and millions and billions of people globally, creating all of the ills and the issues. I don't mean Elon Musk only.
Right.
But, you know, capitalism has nothing but legitimate love for corporations and dollars. That's it.
I think the worst part about this is when you have the regulators and the legislators trying to sell us on it, they're trying to convince us that, listen, we got to let these big corporations in because it's going to be great for the community. And the argument at this point, because you've, you know, every single time you want to bring them to the table and give them what they want and get your back end, you're always trying to sell us it's great for the community. What was it before? Oh, more jobs. Oh, more resources. Oh, they're going to bring in grocery stores, higher standard of living. You'll see, you'll see, you'll see. All of that is off the table. It's never happened. Now, the argument is we don't want them to come in because we want to breathe fresh air and we want clean water. Basic things. And they're still saying the same thing. We got to support these big businesses because it's going to be great for our community. What is great for our community when we don't have clean water? How is that possible? How can a community thrive in an area where they can't breathe without breathing in pollutions? Pollutants
that are directly linked to respiratory issues, to cancer, to...
And brain development.
Brain development.
I got to say that over and over again. People were made aware of the impact of lead on children's brains when it was happening, when the Flint thing blew up, right?
Well, they were made aware before then.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like, people were like, oh, snap. Like, So imagine this has been happening in and around Black and brown communities for decades. This ties directly into the prison industrial complex. You're removing education, you're removing arts programs, you're damaging children's brains, and then it's like, why are they making these decisions? We got to put them away somewhere where they'll be, you know, away from society. It's like, what? Like, come on, man, come on. You got to let up somewhere. I was very heartened to hear how these brothers are attacking the situation,
right?
Because yes, we can go with the corporations. I am always in the same place every single time. I'm not going to blame a wolf for being a wolf. I'm not going to blame a shark for being a shark. Who let them out the tank?
Right.
Who let this wolf in our yard?
Who weaponized those sharks?
Right. Who put lasers on the sharks? Okay. Your job as a legislator, your job as a regulator is to regulate and legislate on behalf of the people. That's it. You shouldn't be in a town hall where all the people are yelling at you and you're turning to the people yelling back at them. You are the voice of the people. Turn around and talk to the corporations.
Whoop.
We got to get you guys out of here, man. If you're not doing your job, got to get you out of here.
I think this is C said, it's great for your community.
Yes.
Not our community.
Yes. It's great for your community.
Your community. There are a few texts here that I want to read, Ambush. One, point and kill. Love that. Praise up. Wake up and revolution. Be a revolutionary. Give love. Be a member.
Hey, I love that.
Out here writing scripts. Okay.
I love that.
I don't know who that was because I can never tell unless you put your name. But
that one doesn't have a name yet.
They also said, I think it's the same number, said point and kill. That's what I do. But how do I/we burn it all down before they kill us?
Facts.
I'm going to come back to that. And then also said, I think y'all's love language may be agape, if I'm pronouncing that agape.
Agape. Yep.
Agape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We agree that we don't want to see the world eat itself. I used to work in a warehouse. I know how that guy who burned that one down feels. We all up in our fields in America right now. We got to take a long, hard look in the mirror and make communities.
Facts.
Look, the warehouse is burning. How do you high-five someone from... over the airwaves, you know?
Right.
Both hands.
Woo! Great job.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let me, you know? But let me tell you something a little bit wild. So yesterday, Lily and I, we leave my parents.
The Lils.
We got to run to Costco. My meds were ready to get picked up. It was a huge surprise. Very amazing. But also need gas. Also a reminder that Costco gas, $4.59. I'm not seeing it cheaper anywhere else. Just saying. And no ad.
Solid reporting.
That's just reporting. I just got gas yesterday. Anyway, what's my point? We went there. We leave there. We've got to stop at another store. We stop at Grocery Outlet. And this is sort of Park Rose area. Go in there. I have got to go to the bathroom real bad. Let me break down a door to get that number one. You know? No such thing. The sign on the door says public restroom closed, blah, blah, blah. The other thing over there is the next door is a dollar store. They usually have a bathroom, right? Go to the Dollar Tree. The woman tells me there's no water in the bathrooms.
What?
I said, ma'am, what do you mean? She said, there's no water in the bathrooms. I'm like, I have water for the bathroom. Right? I have to go to, like, what is going to happen is not pretty. Friends and family, help. So I abandoned all of that. I go back into Grocery Outlet, find Lily, tell her. She goes, oh my goodness, I just saw reporting that people have been putting like insulation foam down the toilet of, you know, stores, restaurants, things like that, and completely ruining, you have to, so it's insulation foam and then also like some sort of cement-ish that can get wet but still dries.
Okay.
So the pipes are completely screwed and you have to do, they've got to redo everything.
Oh my God.
So she was like, I wonder if this is preemptive. They're scared that that's going to happen to their stuff. And it's an interesting thought for sure, because that would be a humongous expense.
Yeah.
Wow. But don't you have to offer a bathroom if you have a certain size business? I'm pretty sure there's something to that.
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
Okay. All right.
That's our rumor report. I don't know how much, you know what I mean? I don't know how much, I haven't looked into it.
Right.
But I'm all about using our imaginations and our creativity and finding ways to resist the fascist takeover in ways that we can. And we know that the bottom line is always going to be dollar bills, y'all.
Period.
That is always going to be the bottom line. Just as the warehouse worker said, if you would have paid us all you had to do was pay us a living wage.
That's it.
That's it. And before you read that text, Ambush, I just want to say that the, along with that, those warehouses, this is $500 million of product. There's more product worth in there than the buildings themselves, right? So hard for me to make the case that if you are unwilling to pay people enough money to live, but you are going to ask them to be surrounded by and produce $500 million worth of product, this kind of on you. It's a hard case for me to be sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? It's real, real hard.
It's tough. C said, Morgan, all these trips back and forth between stores, I don't think you really had to use the bathroom.
See, you have never been more wrong. Never once in your life. Tell you that.
That is hilarious.
I wanted in that moment to know what I looked like because I was frantic.
Oh my goodness. That is too funny.
And they're right next door, C's, just to be clear, you know? Anyway.
Wow, what's going on here?
Okay, shout out Blaze from Milwaukee.
Yeah. I'm gonna add you to add your name to the contacts here.
Okay, wait. Blaze said Did y'all hear about them discovering the identity of the guy behind Bitcoin? No. Okay, I'm adding that to Monday.
Boom.
We're going to talk about that on Monday. Monday. Who will be there with us?
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently not Ambush.
I will. But you know what, you guys? We got some donations already.
What?
Yep. LNG Industries came through.
No way.
Way.
First of all, LNG Industries should not even be awake. Oh, my God. Are you a silent listener? Oh. And then I tell you about the show and you're like, ha, 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 I already know all of that?
Listen, LNJ Industries came through. Comment, win, no matter what.
Yes!
Sarah.
Word to J-Rock.
Sarah, thank you for donating. Sarah C., love you guys.
Big hearts.
Oh, I skipped the first part of LNJ Industries' comment. It said, you know that the ET lovers will always support the fiancés.
Boy, oh boy. And we do.
I gotta close the show with.
I think I do.
Yeah.
And on that note, Ambush, you have to close the show because it's now. We love y'all.
We do. Head on over to that peer-to-peer page. Head to our Instagram. The link is in the description there. But thank you for joining us for another episode of News My Fiance right here on X-Ray FM. This show brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our illustrious podcast editor, Kyle G. of Residual Audio. All the texts have been added, you know, will be added. The music playlist is updated. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And we will catch you Monday night, 6:30.
On the YouTube.
On the YouTubes.
Bye.